You know that feeling like there just are not enough hours in the day to get everything done? I know I have felt that many times in my life. Have you ever found yourself looking for strategies to create a more peaceful and efficient homeschool? If you answered yes to either of these questions, you're going to enjoy today's episode featuring Brandi Coffin. She is an amazing mom. She's a host of a globally ranked podcast, The Nourished Mom. And today she and I sit down and talk about her top time management and routine strategies for creating a balanced homeschool. We talk about tips for how to make God part of your everyday life. And we're going to cover habit stacking, the importance of boundaries and forgiveness, and she's going to share some of her key takeaways for ditching perfectionism in motherhood. So I'm really excited for us to sit down and nourish our minds, our bodies, and our souls with the Nourished Mom, Brandi Coffin. Hey mamas, welcome to her Home and Heart podcast. Do you want balance in your home life and peace in your heart at the end of each long day? Do you want to let go of feelings of failure because you've yelled at the kids again despite promising yourself and God you'd stop? I'm Katie. I'm a homeschooling mom who also had little kids and wanted to create a thriving home environment. In this podcast, you'll find resources for holistic living, heart connection with your family, and homeschooling so that you won't wake up to regret one day. Even if you have outside-the-box learners or your own health challenges, you'll find support here. Breathe deeply, grab a coffee, and let the kids go play, because it's time for you to find peace and fulfillment that you've been longing for. Let's go! I want to sincerely invite you to come over to Facebook and join our group and our community. I would love to carry a conversation with you over there and interact with you and have you get to know the other beautiful families that are inside of our private community. Go to the description. You'll see a link at the very bottom where you can easily click and go ahead and join our group. I look forward to seeing you inside. Today, I'm so excited to introduce to you one of my new friends, Brandi. She's amazing, you guys. She is a wife. She's a follower of Jesus, a homeschool mom, and a time management coach. She is the host of a top 2.5% globally ranked podcast called The Nourished Mom. On the podcast, she talks about homeschool mom life and balancing all the things. And we know there are so many things to balance. Brandi is passionate about helping other homeschool moms create a balanced, peaceful, efficient homeschool through personalized time management systems, biblical priorities, and routine strategies. She loves hiking, reading, playing with the kids, and board games with her family, and of course, a warm cup of tea. Brandi, thank you so much for being here today.
Yes, thank you. I'm so excited.
Yeah, me too. I've been really looking forward to having this conversation with you. You just know so many things that I think so many of the moms, including me when I was younger, would have loved to have known. And so I'm excited to dig into them today. Really quick, can you tell us, how did you get interested in this topic?
So actually, long story or short story. So it's been a journey with God, and it started with nutrition. So I started off as a nutrition coach, and I started getting into time management because my nutrition clients were having a hard time making changes because they couldn't manage their time effectively. They didn't have their priorities straight. So we had to dive into like time management, mindset, and things like that for them to even make the nutrition changes that they needed to make. And then when I started homeschooling, like that brought it to a whole nother level, because now I just had so much more on my plate. And I had to figure out how to manage it all, as do I think most of us. And for me, you know, time management was it was almost like a place of anxiety for me. Like I didn't feel like I had enough time. I always felt like I was lacking, and I needed to figure out how to deal with that. But I didn't want to just deal with it on my own in a way that was like secular, I guess, you know? So I just took it to the Lord, and it just grew from there.
I love it. Those are always the best ways to handle things. And now I know you have a really busy life and helping other women, plus homeschooling your own kiddos, and it's fantastic. So I have a mom who actually specifically had a question to ask you, and I really wanted to dive into this topic today. So she said, how in the world can I start my day grounded in Christ? She said, everyone is up before dawn, and the little kids are ready to have my full attention. Mm-hmm. So can you speak to that?
Yeah, I think one of the biggest issues that we face when we're trying to like make time for God is that we're trying to make time for God. Like we're putting it the wrong way. Like we're trying to fit God into our schedule. We're trying to like make a special little box for him, but really it should be a way of life. And I feel like it can be hard to like, what does that mean? How do I do that? But it doesn't have to be like a certain time of the day. It doesn't have to be that you have quiet time in the morning or quiet time in the evening or wherever. We can be coming to God throughout the day. We can be worshiping and praying and, you know, just walking with the Lord all through the day, even when our kids are up, even when we're distracted. And one of my biggest tips, I would say, so I always love to talk about like habits and routines. And the reason for that is mainly because habits and routines are automatic, right? And I feel like when we are so busy and we're trying to manage all these things that are in our day and, you know, everyone that needs our help and the things that need to get done, it's hard to think of like what we need to do next. But when we create habits and they become automatic, then we don't have to think about it anymore. So it becomes so much easier. So for me, I think habit stacking is one of the things that I teach a lot of my clients is when we attach one habit to another habit. So if we're trying to include the Lord more into our day, where can we attach two habits together? Like you're already eating breakfast. Why don't you attach a prayer time or a worship time or, you know, just anything that you're doing with the Lord or like doing the laundry? You know, like anything that we can attach it to. One thing that I've really tried to do is I don't leave my Bible upstairs. So I do try to have a quiet time in the morning. And I'm lucky that my kids or me, I wake up really early to have it, honestly. I wake up at like 5:30 and my son will stay in bed as long as I am on the side of him. He ends up in my bed every night. And as long as I stay in my bed, he will stay in bed sleeping. So I found that I just have like my book light and I have all the things that I need already in my room. My alarm goes off. I grab my stuff and then I stay in there and do my Bible study in the bed in like the dark. But then I don't leave my Bible upstairs on the side of my bed because I don't know when is going to be the perfect time that the Holy Spirit's like, oh, remember that scripture or your kids should hear this scripture. So I have it with me as, you know, like we're told to have the which one is it when we're talking about the armor of God, the sword of the Spirit, you know, but one of them, the word with us all the time. So I want to have my Bible open and just around so I can open it whenever.
I love that. And there's also that verse about how we're supposed to talk about it throughout the day. And like, when we're walking and yes. And I think it's maybe Deuteronomy 6 or somewhere around there. And it's so important. I love that you're incorporating it into the day. That is exactly what I have to do, especially in our most intense times. And I am not a morning person, but I know a lot of moms want to have sort of the box to check off that says, yes, I have had intentional time with the Lord. And I love how you blend through your method, mom life and being intentional. It's beautiful.
You know, another thing, I was just talking about this recently. So you have like habit stacking, right? You can attach the prayer to something else. But one thing I think that's really important too is to realize that even though we're really busy, we have a lot going on, we waste a lot of time too. You know, we get distracted with social media, we get distracted with TV or, you know, just looking around and worrying about the mess. You know, there's so many things that we get distracted with. And another thing that I like to do is replace certain habits with habits that help me to connect more with God. So like I'll always go like it's social media is hard. Every time I have it on my phone, I always end up like getting lured back in. I like open up Facebook. But instead of doing that, I'm like whenever I have that urge, because habits happen in like a three-part loop, right? That first thing is the trigger, something that triggers you to want to go into this habit. So when I have that urge to open up Facebook, I try to rewire that. So I'm using that trigger, but now I'm opening up my Bible app instead. There's lots of habits we can replace with prayer, with Bible reading.
That is brilliant. I actually teach my children that when they're worried about something, that's an indicator that that's a good time to pray and to surrender it to the Lord and to trust. And, you know, as long as they figured out that there's no danger with the worry. So that is such a good technique. So let's go back over again what you said. Try to find an intentional time. If you can, like what you're doing, you worked in what works with your son and what works with your body clock, and you're able to get some study in the morning, but also you bring it downstairs. You bring it around with you so that when the Holy Spirit whispers to you, you can just right then and there be equipped and be ready to share it with your kids or to dive back in on your own and just kind of let it flow through your day.
Mm-hmm. Yes, for sure. And I feel like sometimes it's like this feeling of lack. Like we feel like we don't have enough time. I feel like I don't have enough energy. So you feel like I can't do one more thing. I can't do that. I can't, I'm not going to open up my Bible. I can hardly think, how can I pray? But if we take like that little bit that we have, that little bit of energy and really invest it into what God is calling us to do, he multiplies those things. That energy that we thought we didn't have is now multiplied because we turned to him and asked and prayed and opened his word, right? In that time, there's that story of when they're like walking around, I don't know if it's when they're walking around Jericho, but there was a battle somewhere in the Old Testament and God made time stop. Right. Like literally in the middle of the battle, he made time stop. And I just remember listening to that story. And ever since then, I'm like, you know, like our God is so powerful. And I have found like on numerous times when I ask God, like, I don't have the time, that somehow, I don't know, it's amazing that I'll look at the clock and I'm like, okay, I have 10 minutes. And I'm like, I'm going to invest this in whatever I feel the Lord is calling me to do. And somehow what I thought I could get done in 10 minutes is like completely multiplied. And I'm looking and I'm like, wow, it's only been 5 minutes. And I'm like almost done with this thing.
I think once we get into the momentum, it is amazing how much we can accomplish, especially if we're just saying, okay, Lord, I surrender this to you.
Yes.
Yes, it is. That is amazing. And I love how you take the focus of, I'm really drawn to the Facebook, or I'm really, you know, feel like this urge to do this other thing that's not productive, flip on the TV and use that as an indicator, and you're tying things together. That's very much how we were able to get through an intense neurodevelopmental program with our son was, you know, we had to tie every activity to things like brushing teeth, eating breakfast, washing hands, like anything that was a normal pattern through the day that didn't change no matter what. Then we would tie all his different activities to that because we couldn't just carry a chart all day long.
Right.
So this makes so much sense for moms to do the same exact thing, but it brings them closer to Christ throughout the day. And for me, I notice when I have those little moments of recharge, it's literally like recharging my battery. And mm-hmm. I think I'm on empty. Oh, I don't have time to stop for, you know, one more thing, like you said, but instead it's refreshing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. For sure. Okay, I had another question from a whole lot of parents. And because you are the time management guru, I really wanted to present this question to you. Repeatedly, over and over and over, I have parents say to me, okay, I am working from home, I am homeschooling, and I really want to make sure that I have time to still invest with the kids. How do I do this? So I wanted to pick your brain on what do you teach people? How do you walk a mom through that?
Yeah, I mean, what I teach is to create routines. So I call it like routine stacking. And so like, what does your morning look like? What is your priority? So you've got to get clear on your priorities. So if you have the homeschool, right? You have connecting with the kids. But sometimes our priorities, even for, we have like our main priorities, but then we have priorities for each day, right? And like, we might be feeling like, okay, I've been great with getting the lessons done, but I can feel that like with one of my kids, we haven't been connecting. So like maybe that should be your main priority for the next day and just having that at the top of your mind. So I really like to encourage people to, before you go to bed or like first thing in the morning, to really sit down and look at your day and choose your priorities, you know, pray about your priorities and see what they are. So, you know, if something comes up and all of a sudden something happened, time is limited, you can't fit this and that you thought you could fit in, which one is priority? Is it getting math done today? Or is it doing what my son wants to do with him? Because I know that our relationship needs it. So I think priorities, knowing them for your overall reach, but then knowing them for each day is super important. So you can make the right choices, because our schedules never rarely go, I feel like, as we envision, but that's okay. And the same thing with the routines, like when we're building, like I have routines, you know, we have a morning routine where I do like my self-care stuff. We have the kids routine and we have all these things that we build upon. And sometimes like it just doesn't go as planned. But with the routines, you can kind of just jump back in, right? Like that morning routine kind of went not so great, but I can jump back in at the breakfast routine, you know, and pull it back all together. But I think the priorities, really knowing for each day what is important and what is the Lord calling you to, really helps us to make those decisions, because honestly, we can't do it all. Like there's the list for the things that we feel we need to do, that we have to do, can be endless. So you have to have priorities.
Absolutely. Especially I think as moms, businesswomen, homeschoolers, we can definitely lose sight of the fact that we're just humans, and that I know for me, at least, I have greater expectations of myself many times. I catch myself doing this than I would ever expect of anybody else. So yes, I agree with that.
Attention all homeschoolers. Do not miss the ultimate event of the year. Join me at the Charlotte Mason Inspired Conference, where you will have the opportunity to learn from 40 experienced homeschool speakers and veterans. You will gain lifetime access to replays, and you will receive a swag bag full of goodies from the speakers. You will also have the opportunity to engage in Q&A sessions with the experts at the end of each live training. Grab your tickets now and become part of this thriving homeschool community. I cannot wait to see you there.
Something I loved that you said, and I want to make sure everybody picked up on it, because this is such good wisdom, Brandy. You said every segment of the day is a new piece of the day. Because I know how easy it is to get caught up in, oh, the morning routine did not go well this morning. Everyone disobeyed. Nobody got their jammies off and put away on time. And we were late for this and we didn't start school on time for that. And suddenly you feel like, well, that's it. This day is wrecked. But I loved that you said, look, if morning doesn't go well, that's okay. Just start back over. Start in the next block of the day. It's almost like you have more than one opportunity to make this a good day.
Definitely, for sure.
Yeah, I like that. I think with little kids, that's so important.
Yeah. There's something I heard a long time ago. It was like the next right thing. And I think it's in like a Frozen song. Also like a president has used it. But I was listening to a podcast a while ago and they spoke about the next right thing. And it just really has become like something I really use throughout the day. Because when everything starts to fall apart and you feel like, oh no, like the morning didn't go right, or like school was a disaster and now everybody has like high emotions and I just like want to quit and like go hide in the bathroom. Like, what is the next right thing? And really like taking a minute to like pray and be like, Lord, like, give me wisdom. What is the next right thing? And that can really help us. Like sometimes the routine isn't the next right thing. You know, but what I love about routines is that, you know, we can ditch them one day and then come back into them the next day. And as long as we don't like ditch them all together, like things still seem to like run, you know, you still get the chores done. You still get the school done. It might not look exactly the way like you envisioned in like perfect land. You know, it still has that motor pushing it forward.
Okay, let's talk about the fact that you are so correct. We have got to ditch the perfectionism. I see that as a theme that makes dissatisfaction almost across the board in motherhood, when really we have so much to celebrate. We have so much that we can say, look, we did this right. Our kids did that right. And I think if we could just shift our perspective, that you're so on target there. We just need to look for what's good and let the rest go.
Yeah. And that's like a huge theme. I mean, that's everywhere, you know, I mean, we're taught that over and over in the Bible. It says, you know, focus on what is good, what is pure, you know, we're told to focus on what is good, but like our human nature, like we focus on like, oh my gosh, like the school routine was terrible. Like I'm failing my kids. We start like going down this spiral of negativity, but if we can just focus on, you know, what is good. And one thing that really helps me when I'm starting to get on that like path of negativity is like literally stopping and just thanking the Lord for what I have. Like when I'm aggravated with my kids, I'm like, thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to be their mom, for forced big emotions, because I know that you're going to use them for something, you know, and like thanking the Lord. And it really puts you on like a new page.
It does. So here's something that in our house, we finally had to reframe. Conflict can feel very icky. Makes moms and dads feel like a failure. It can make kids sometimes even feel like they're a failure or just really angry and they don't know how to process all that. And because teaching a united family is something so important to me, we love to kind of talk about and joke about here that you can't have conflict resolution without conflict. You cannot teach conflict resolution without conflict. And so many moms and dads get real anxious. I'm failing as a parent when their kids are fighting. Mm-hmm. But instead, if we can reframe it and say, no, this is my opportunity. Yes. Thank you, Lord, for this opportunity. Yep. I can now pour into them how to appropriately approach a conflictual situation. Mm-hmm. I can walk through conflict resolution the way that the Bible instructs, with love, with forgiveness, and practice boundaries. And learn how to establish healthy boundaries that don't control other people, but that control you. It is an amazing opportunity. And we're missing it by feeling like we're failing because somebody's having a conflict.
Right. And then we start to like shut down and then we get angry and we think it's like a reflection on us as a parent when really it's just a natural thing that happens. And like, it's our job as parents to teach them how to walk through this. Right. And you're so right, because I have, you know, I was talking to a friend a while back and I had said something similar, like, you know, like most of our day lately, I feel like we're not getting a lot of like school done, but we're dealing with conflicts. And I said, I'm like, but I'm thankful that, you know, we have these opportunities. I just have to like frame it that way. I like totally agree, because I definitely have, I mean, we're there. Like, my kids are 2 years apart and I have two boys and they love each other and hate each other. And, you know, I feel like my 9-year-old, he's like a little preteen now. So I'm like, whoa, hey, okay, I can tell you're upset, you know, but like, let's stop for a second. We need to walk that out in the way that God asks us to, you know, like, you're totally valid. Like, he came down and was mad that my younger one was playing the piano too loud, like so offended, like, you're playing the piano too loud. Now I can't do my writing. And I'm like, hey, like, it's totally okay for you to have that feeling and to express your needs, right? But we need to do it in a way that is loving. So let's take a step back, right? And walk through this the way that God calls us to. And we have those opportunities so often as homeschool moms, because we're together all day in the house.
Exactly. And if we can just reframe it and say, this is a season ripe with opportunity to teach these skills. And we just have to make sure that we know the skills first. And that's a learnable thing. It's not something you're born with. You have to just learn it. So if you don't know it and you think you're doing a terrible job with conflict resolution, go learn it. It's no big deal. You can do that. And, you know, and then teach it to your kids. And I think a lot of moms feel that sense of failure when instead it's to be celebrated. Not that we want our kids fighting all the time, but it's going to happen. You know, it's just going to happen. Don't seek perfection, seek opportunity to teach into them and pour into them.
Yes. I love that.
Yeah. Okay. So for moms who are like, yep, I need help with this time management thing. What is this time block stacking? I really could use a little sanity here. Where can they find you? Where can they go to seek out more information from you?
Yeah. So my podcast, the Nourished Mom Podcast, my website, thenourishedmom.com. And then I have a Facebook group on Facebook. The best way to find it, the title changes sometimes, but if you go to my Facebook page, The Nourished Mom, you would be able to find that. And that's where our community is.
Awesome. Is the link also in your podcast description?
It is. Yes.
Great. Okay. So anybody who wants to find it easy and just wants to click, just go to Brandy's podcast. And Brandy, thank you so much for being here. This was so insightful. And you've answered a couple of very important questions that I get asked a lot. So I really do appreciate you being here.
Yes, it was my pleasure.
Thanks for listening and spending time with us today.
If you know anyone who could benefit from my mom's podcast, please share it and leave a review so others can find us too.
See you next time.